Castle Productions presents Mysterious Monday. It was a normal morning for everyone in Clareton, except for Bobby Oldkirk, an 8th grader at Clareton Middle School, who has switched bodies with his math teacher, Mr. Ninku.
Wait, what the heck? Why do I sound different? Alright, this can't be right. I'm tripping. Alright, let me go to the bathroom real quick. Why do I look like my math teacher? Why do I sound like him? Oh my gosh. This can't be happening. Oh god. I gotta go to school. I gotta talk to my friends. Gonzalez, I need help. I need help, like, really bad.
But Mr. Nanko, I can't help you with your relationship issues anymore. You need to talk to your wife about this.
It's not Mr. Nanko. It's Bobby Oldkirk. We're in the same classes.
You know, but Mr. Nanko, I think you need to go back home.
I'm not tripping.
No.
Gonzalez, I'm not tripping.
No.
Gonzalez, I'm not tripping.
Prove it. Prove it. Prove it, bruh. Prove it. You can't. You're a liar.
Mr. Nanko, don't you have a class to teach?
I'm sorry, Principal. Mr. Principal, I'll go teach class.
Good. You're walking a fine line, mister. If you mess up one more time, if you teach kids incorrect math one more time, you're done, you hear me? I'm gonna run you out of this school. This school's a good school.
Yes, sir. Can I bring Gonzalez with me?
I'm in your class, stupid.
Hey, you don't call your teacher stupid.
Yeah, Gonzalez. Let's go. Now. Gonzalez, can you come up and show us how you solved this equation?
You're the teacher. You do it.
Can I speak to you in private, Gonzalez? Gonzalez, you remember that time little Timmy destroyed my baking soda, volcano and, you helped me rebuild it in less than 20 minutes?
That was 2 months ago.
Exactly. I'm the only one that knows that.
It's no. Why did you make up something like that?
Because I'm Bobby Oldkirk. You gotta help me.
I don't know what to do. I'm not a wizard. You got a class to teach.
I will give you the math book if you just explain to the class what to do.
We're in the same grade. Why don't you explain what to do?
I don't know how to do this math.
We're both in the advanced class. How don't you know how to do it?
Let me say this. I don't understand the math here.
Neither do I. You think I can do it? No.
Then we gotta bring somebody else in to teach the class.
Yo. Go find Mr. Nanko. Go find the actual Mr. Nanko.
All right, Gonzalez, we gotta find my buddy. All right, so Mr. Nanko would probably drive to the hospital to figure out what's happening. So let's go to the hospital, we'll find him, and then we'll just figure this out. All right, let's go to the hospital. Come on, Gonzalez, you're coming with me. You're supposed to help me. All right, so we gotta find Mr. Nanko's car. Which car do you think it is?
The car that looks like a teacher's car? I mean, all of the other cars look nice, and they look like they got good income. We all know teachers ain't got no good income. It gotta be a smart car.
A smart car. All right, so I'm gonna click this car alarm button to make sure it will do the beep beep.
Why don't car alarm? You know, you're stupid. You see, a car alarm makes it go woo woo woo. You don't want to do that. Just unlock the door and see.
I found it. It's the only one with the car alarm going off for some reason. All right, let's go.
Hey, do you know how to drive a car?
We're only 14. You think I know how to drive a dang car?
I don't know. My friend knows how to drive a car. You know, Casey knows how to drive a car. Casey knows how to drive a car.
Oh, God. All right, I'll start it up and then you shift gears.
Wait. Oh, dang. Casey doesn't know how to drive stick shift.
All right, so let's do this.
You don't even got your seatbelt on, you little nasty.
Be quiet, Gonzalez. Can you, like, shift the gear in reverse?
Why don't you shift the gear in reverse? You're the one driving.
I don't know which one reverse. It doesn't say.
It'd be the one that says R.
It doesn't say R or reverse or second or third. Oh, wait, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's a good thing it's Mr. Nanko's car.
Oh my god.
Oh god, the cops.
Why is this a registration, sir?
Yes, sir. One second. Gonzalez, grab the registration.
I don't know where it is. This ain't my car.
It's in the glove department right in front of you.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
Sir, is that your child?
No, it's one of my students.
One of you.
You should have never said that. Now you sound weird.
I'm gonna need you to step out of the car, sir.
To be continued.
To be continued.